Hello everyone, this is Michael. 欢迎来到实用有趣的小咖英语。前两天身体不大舒服，有人说你缺维他命了，所以我在想维他命这个单词还没有给大家讲，今天就要讲一下关于这个健康养生的这些小知识。维他命的英语它就来自于英语这个单词直接音译翻译过来的，所以英语呢叫做 vitamins, V-I-T-A-M-I-N-I-S, vitamins 表示维生素。那么刚才 Brandon 老师听到我要讲维生素这个单词，他提到另外一个词叫做 minerals。 好，现在由 Brandon 老师来跟大家讲一下这两个单词。
Thanks Michael. So talking about vitamins, when we say this in America, we often say you need to eat your vegetables because your vegetables have a lot of vitamins and minerals. So the idea is when we think of vitamins, we also put together that with minerals. Minerals are also a substanceThat our body needs to survive, to continue to live, that can only be provided through food. So when we eat different kinds of foods, our body obtains and absorbs, so it can use vitamins and minerals. So examples like this are vitamin C. Vitamin C is often found in oranges and oranges or grapefruit, those kind of fruits have a lot of vitamin C. Another vitamin that is very popular right now in the United States, being discussed a lot that our bodies need, is vitamin D. The importance of vitamin D is especially for people who live in areas where the winter is long, and we don't have a lot of time to be in the sun, to be in the sunshine, to shai taiyang. So basically the idea there is vitamin D, our bodies can absorb vitamin D from the sunshine. But if we don't get enough sunshine because the winter is too long and we're always inside or we wear too many clothes, we have to take vitamin D supplements. Supplements are vitamins in a condensed form or in a form like a pill, and we can take supplements to help our bodies absorb these vitamins or use these vitamins.
好，谢谢 Brandon 老师，他刚讲的非常的详细具体，就是我们平时要靠吃蔬菜吃我们的饭来吸收两个东西，一个是 vitamins 维生素，另外一个呢是矿物质 minerals, M-I-N-E-R-A-L-S, minerals, 矿物质。那么他举了两个经典的例子，一个呢就是我们要通过吃蔬菜或者水果，尤其水果是像葡萄和橙子里面有大量的维生素 C, 所以大家为什么说要经常吃蔬菜吃水果是要补充维生素 C。那么另外呢他举了一个经典的例子，是在一些冬天非常长的一些地区，大家没有办法经常晒太阳，所以他们缺维生素 D。 这个我小时候也学过啊，要晒太阳身体会自动合成维生素 D。 那么如果他们没办法经常晒太阳，没法合成这种维生素 D 的话，他们就得怎么说，就得去吃一些药片。所以刚才Brandon 老师举了一个词叫做 supplement, 表示补充的意思，补足的意思。那怎么补足呢？就是这些东西没办法靠吃食物靠晒太阳来补足，那就专门有人把它做成了药片，让你靠吃这种药片来补充维他命和维生素。就像我们中国以前火遍大江南北的那个脑白金一样啊，里面说是有这些维生素矿物质元素。好，今天的分享让大家明白了啊，两个单词 vitamins 维生素 V-I-T-A-M-I-N-S minerals M-I-N-E-R A-L-S 最后呢 Brandon 老师给大家补充了一个单词 supplement, S-U-P-P-L-E-M-E-N-T, 就是补充的意思，补充物。那这个补充物呢是他又说了一个单词 pill, P-I-L-L, 就是你吃的这些药片叫做 pill, 通过吃这些药片来补充这些维生素。好，今天的分享就到这里，如果您喜欢我们的节目，请将节目点赞下载并转发，欢迎大家添加我的新浪微博小咖 Michael,也请加入 QQ 学习群94625139，跟更多的咖啡豆们一起学英语。特别感谢本节目赞助商汉奇英语，跟专业外教一对一学美式英语，请到汉奇英语学习最高性价比的外教课程。好，谢谢 Brandon 老师 ，Thank you， 拜拜。
Thank you，Have a good one。